Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for calling in, and thank you for the ones that are online holding. I really appreciate you all following me and giving me the support. It's Monday. We got, 4 days to Christmas? Wow. That's good. I would like to first start my show off like I always do. On my show, we agree to disagree. We don't, you know, do the arguing. If you don't agree with the person, you know, you don't have to. It's not going to happen, but I'm just, you know, just making it a habit to put it out there. You know, if you have anything you have to say or want to say, just push the number one, and I'll open up the mic for you. But on this show, we're going to respect one another. And like I said, I've never had that problem before. And we always... you know, we always thank, you know, God, you know, Jesus Christ for waking us. Those who didn't wake up this morning, we're sending out our condolences to whomever, even though we've never met. You know, we're sending up prayers for the family, for strength, and whatever they need. You know, just, you know, you don't have to know nobody to pray for somebody. So that's one thing I've learned throughout my life. You know, so,
hey, good evening. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties that I'm having this evening. I'm so sorry. I'm working on it. And I just, man, I hate for it to be this way. But we're going to go on anyway. Okay. Like I stated earlier, I don't know. I can't even get on here and see if anyone's calling in or nothing. I hate this. I call myself chick and everything. But anyway, I thank you all for holding, that you all, you know, that all holding. And I'm trying to get it together. We're going to play some music and see if I can... take care of this, what's going on with this computer.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Whoop. I don't think that I could live no other way.
Yeah.
Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself, and you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, if he come in, I'm missing y'all.
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
I love God.
You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you remember I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do, I do. The
love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
All right, I'm back. I'm having some technical difficulties, and we have Mr. Rick, the car guy, online, and I'm gonna cut my show short tonight. After Mr. Rick introduces himself and tell you about what his business is about, I'm gonna go ahead and end today because we have to do some technical stuff here, and they won't let me go no further. So please, you know, bear with me. I'm sorry it didn't work out this week. You know, it's all good. I love everybody. We have Mr. Rick, the car guy. Rick?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing, Mr. Rick?
Doing great.
Yeah.
Nice to be on.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming on because, you know, there are a lot of people that have vehicles that are not running, or they're trying to get them, you know, sold or what have you. And you seem to be that guy, you know. So
okay.
could you tell me a little bit about you, about, you know, what you do?
Okay, my name is Rick. A lot of people call me Rick the Car Guy. And I started my business in 2007 in July. Mm-hmm. Basically, I started out buying junk cars and selling them to the local junker.
Mm-hmm.
But after a few months or years, I realized that there were people that were selling cars because they thought was junk because they wouldn't either start or they wouldn't run right or whatever. So I developed a system by where I could help those people get real value for their cars and not just give them away to the junk guy.
Mm-hmm.
So
how did you do that? How was that done?
Well, when somebody would call me about a car that wasn't running and they wanted to junk it, they would ask me normally, you know, what is the junk price? And based on the weight of the car,
mm-hmm.
I would give them a price because I was always in tune with what the local junkers were paying by the pound for a particular vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And back in that time, about 07, it was about 12 cents a pound, which comes out to about, for a regular size four-door car, which weighs about 3,300 pounds,
mm-hmm.
that's approximately about $380 for a junk car.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Well, let's say, for instance, if, you know, someone have a car, but they just can't afford the part to it, when they give it to you, do you fix them up, or can somebody call you if they need for a car, a secondhand car, or...
Well, normally what I do, Kay, is I just sometimes I would buy the particular vehicle and
mm-hmm.
Get my repairman to fix it and resell it. But
okay.
I had so many, at one point in time, I had so many cars coming at me. I just didn't have time to give them to my mechanic because my mechanic, you know, could only handle one at a time. So
right.
What I started doing is acting as a broker. I would find a buyer, you know, maybe another mechanic, maybe a body shop, maybe a, you know, a car aficionado, somebody that likes classic cars or just likes cars, period.
Right.
That wanted to deal with the car themselves. And I would do all the negotiating for the seller. And in a lot of cases, we get 3 to 4 times what the junk dealer would pay for the particular vehicle.
Oh, okay. Okay. So,
to give you an idea, let me give you one example. A lady up in Keller,
okay.
Her name was Shannon. She called me one Saturday evening. She had a 2003. Forgive me, I'm walking right now. I'm trying to multitask.
Okay.
I put off walking all day long, and now I'm out walking, so I might be breathing a little bit hard. But Shannon called me one afternoon Saturday about 6 o'clock. She had a 2003 Toyota Corolla. The engine had gone bad on it. As far as she knew, it wouldn't start. wouldn't run.
Uh-huh.
And I particularly knew I've had good success with Toyotas and foreign cars, Nissans, Acuras, and I knew there was a market. So I asked Sammy, I said, how much did you did you contact your local junkyard? She said, yes, most of the junkyards only want to pay about $350 for that particular car.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, okay. I believe I can get you way more than that. So I went online, placed the car online, and between 6 o'clock Saturday p.m. on Saturday, and 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning, that car was sold.
Okay.
For $1,500.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah, you yeah. I can understand that. Yeah. Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that every car is going to sell for
right.
5 times what the junker will pay. What I am saying is give me a chance. If you have a car sitting in your garage, your driveway, your backyard, or at the mechanic shop that, you know, you don't need it anymore,
mm-hmm.
you don't want to pay the large amount of money to fix it, give me a try. Let me see if I can find a buyer for that particular car. Sometimes it takes a day. Sometimes it takes a week, sometimes a month. I just sold a car the other day. It's a 63 Impala in North Carolina for a guy. We had been working on that for 3 years.
Oh.
And part of the reason why it took 3 years is because he was inflexible with the price that he wanted.
Uh-huh.
You know, he wanted X amount of dollars when it was worth X minus Y. On the open market, still a good price for a 63 that needed total refurbishing.
Right.
So after about 2 years and 8 months, we changed the price. We got the price down a little bit. And then it sold in about 4 or 5 months.
Okay, so you do this worldwide, or is it just in a particular area?
I do it all over the U.S.
All right. Okay.
If you have a car, you have a friend anywhere in the U.S., and I pay referral fees also. I think I have a friend on the line that's made hundreds of dollars in referral fees by just referring people to me that had vehicles that needed to be gotten rid of one way or another.
Oh, okay.
His name is Tommy. I don't know if
okay.
he's on the line or not, but I did invite him on the line.
Okay.
Tommy has made hundreds of dollars in referral fees. By just referring people to me.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Tommy Carter. Yes, Mr. Tommy Carter, yeah, he's a real good friend of mine also, and yeah. That's what that is. So how would they get in touch with you?
My number is 253-6449. And to expedite things, I'll get that number out again in a few.
Okay.
But to expedite things, if you have a car or you have somebody that you know that has a car,
uh-huh.
the quickest way to get things rolling is to just send a text with the pictures of the inside and out.
Okay.
And general information about the car in a text to my number.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll get started on it right away.
Okay, then. You know, that's good to know because, you know, the holidays are coming, you know, tax time, and that's just me. You know, tax time, maybe someone is looking for a car, you know, if they can get it done, or maybe they want some stuff removed off their land, you know. And they,
right.
you know, they feel like $200 or $300 is not good enough because it's worth more than that. And I can understand
right.
that. So they can get in touch with Rick, the car guy. Could you give your information again, and we could take it from there, your number again?
Right, my number is
832-253-6449.
And we not only deal with just cars, trucks. We've bought buses, old school buses, old buses, old farm equipment, tractors, and all that kind of stuff.
Well, that's good to know.
Anything with wheels, we can help you find a buyer for it. If we can't buy it, we'll help you find a buyer for it.
Okay. Is there a fee?
Yes, there is a fee.
Okay.
Go ahead. I want to hear that question because I think it's a good one. Sound like a good one.
I said, when you charge the fee, does it go by how much, the car was purchased for? And then you take a percentage off of whatever?
Sometimes it has to do with, let's say, Kay, that you had a particular car you wanted. Now, let me just give you an example that I had. Another deal in North Carolina about this time last year, matter of fact. A young lady called me about a Cadillac, 03 Cadillac. She wanted to get rid of it. And she said, Rick, I only want $1,500 for it. And right then and there, I knew that it was worth more than $1,500. So we sold it for $2,500.
Oh,
and basically, she gave me $1,000.
Okay, then I'll go up there now.
So we can charge, we can do it either one of three ways. We can charge the difference between what you want and what the car sells for, or we can charge a percentage, or we can charge a flat rate. One of those three ways. And it only depends on if I help you find a buyer. If you sell the car before I find your buyer, you owe me nothing.
Okay. That was going to be my next question. Okay. And so you say you do tractors and trucks and stuff like that. And what you call it when you pull horses in? You do those things too?
Carriage, yeah. We can do those also.
Okay.
I've never done one.
You say anything with wheels?
Anything with wheels, yeah.
Gotcha.
And if you refer somebody, you get a referral bonus anywhere from 50 to, I think I paid as much as $400 on a referral.
Wow. Just
okay, now in the direction of somebody.
You will have to have papers for this, right?
Nine times out of ten, we need a title.
Yes.
Nine times out of ten, we'll need a title. Depends on the car. Depends on the state, also. I know Alabama is a tough state for trying to get rid of cars without titles. Texas is not so tough, but again. It depends on the particular vehicle.
Okay, now what if, they have a car and they don't have the title to it? Maybe a child has passed away or, grandparent has passed away and they can't do anything with it. They don't have the title.
Okay, I helped a gentleman down in a city called, what city was that? Down in just south of Austin. I can't remember the city, small city.
Mm-hmm.
He had a truck that he was trying to get rid of. He had no title. But being so close to Mexico, that was an easy sell. We found somebody that wanted to take it over the border. Sometimes you can get them over the border without a title. But in some cases, like I say, some cases it works without a title. Fairly easy. You get less for trying to move a vehicle without a title. You get a little bit less, though, because there's a few hoops you have to jump to.
Right. Okay. See, that's what I needed to know. And the title, okay. And I figured that much, but like you say, it changed from different states. It can. So, okay. And then if they can't get the title, you can get the title?
In some cases, yes. Depends on the facts surrounding, the history of the car is what it depends on.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know because, there's sometimes you inherit things, and the person has passed on with no information, what I'm saying, or whatever it is.
Right.
So that was my concern. It's a lot of that going on. And anything that have wheels, you say you can check it out and see what you can do with it. That's a plus, too,
Right.
That's a plus to know. But all right, Mr. Rick, I'm having difficulties today. So I'm going to have to cut the show short because it can't do anything until I'm out, to repair it. And I will be having you back on next Monday. And I'm sorry, people, that we have to cut it short today. But, the devil is a liar. We're going to stay prayerful and we're going to you know, we're going to do what we need to do. And anybody need to get in touch with Rick, the car guy, you can look on my archive, and it has all his information, his phone number, and et cetera. And I'm going to go on and end the show today, and may peace be with all of you all, and Merry Christmas, and I'll be back on.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, good night.
This is your girl, Kay, with The Answer Is You, where we talk about life events, local news, and having the answers for the questions in the community. So check me out every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. on thebombradionetwork.com.
You're listening to The Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.